We look for your Spirit to come upon us this morning. We listen for you to speak to us. We wait eagerly for that encounter. But we know, Lord, that you are already here, that you are already with us. So help us, Lord, to open our hearts, our minds, and our lives to encounter your Spirit this morning. Amen. So Pentecost, it's a very important day. We worship a God who's known to us in three persons in one God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And we honor Christmas as the birth of Jesus. And we celebrate Easter as his resurrection. And Pentecost comes around, and we might be a little bit confused. We understand a baby being born. We understand death and life to a point. But how do we understand this story about tongues of flame on people's heads? About a mighty wind, about people speaking in languages and other people hearing their own language. It's kind of fantastic and confusing. Has anybody ever had flames dancing on their head? No? No. Well, that's probably good, isn't it? But have you ever felt like there was a fire, like you were just burning? Perhaps maybe rage can make you feel on fire. Perhaps love can make you feel on fire. Perhaps some injustice in the world that really, really touches you can get you filled with a burning desire to do something about it. Those are all examples of the kind of thing that the apostles experienced on that Pentecost day 2,000 years ago. It's mysterious. It's beyond our experience. It is something that we can't entirely wrap our minds around. And yet, that was the very presence of God coming upon the apostles. Apostles who knew Jesus. Apostles who witnessed the risen Lord in the upper room on the beach in Galilee. They had eaten with him. And yet, knowing about who Jesus was, hearing his teaching, up to this point, the disciples have been waiting. They've been uncertain what to do. They've been unclear about what all of these events with Jesus meant. And so they remained just their own little group, afraid of what the authorities might do to them. Afraid that if they stepped out into the world, that they wouldn't know how to be or what to do. Amen. So they timidly waited. They waited in the upper room. Peter and James and John went back to their old job fishing. They continued to gather together and talk amongst themselves. They probably remembered the things that Jesus had told them. They searched the scriptures trying to understand. But what they were not doing was making an impact and a change in the world that Jesus came to save. The truth is, we very often like that. We gather on Sunday and during the week and we study the scriptures. We ponder what it means for us. but is the Spirit burning inside of us, calling us to get out there and touch lives and change things? Or are we unsure of what we're supposed to do? Is it simply enough for us that we believe and that our family believes? And it's too bad about those in the world who don't have what we have. That right there is the point, the purpose, and the message of Pentecost. Now, Pentecost, it's not just a Christian celebration. In Acts, all of these people had gathered in Jerusalem for the celebration of Pentecost. Now, the word Pentecost means 50th. And it was a celebration that occurred 50 days after the Passover. Of course, the Passover was the night on which Jesus was betrayed, the night of the Last Supper. But for the Jews, it was actually a harvest festival. Right around the time of Passover, the barley harvest would come, and they would go out and harvest the barley. About 7 weeks later, the wheat would be ready to harvest. And that was the final grain crop of the year, was the late spring wheat harvest. And so in celebration of another year's harvest being fulfilled and completed, the Jews would have a celebration. Pentecost in Greek, Shavuot in Hebrew. The book of Deuteronomy prescribes this festival. And it says that at this festival, it should include your whole family, your male and your female servants. It should include the foreigners who have come passing through. It was meant to be open to everybody. The festival of Pentecost was about a full and complete harvest. The day of Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came upon the apostles, was about a full and complete harvest. Jesus said, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few." Pentecost is the answer to that. Pentecost was recruiting workers to go into the field and harvest God's fruit. And so, I've been saying for a while, the Holy Spirit is moving among us in this place, preparing us to send us out and do some amazing things. Do you feel it? Do you perceive it? Or are you still, we'll see. Honestly, I would probably be, we'll see. Maybe we can hope. But the Spirit of God is saying, I have work for you to do. I have lives for you to touch. I have souls for you to bring the saving good news of Jesus Christ to. We have people who are suffering. We have people who are lonely. We have people who are lost. We have people who do not know the love and grace of God in Jesus Christ. But they are ready. They can choose to accept it or not. But the day of Pentecost, the coming of the Spirit, is about the workers being sent into the fields to collect the full harvest. Before Pentecost, the apostles very likely told people the story of Jesus. I'm sure they told their neighbors, their relatives, their co-workers, Yeah, I follow this guy Jesus, and these amazing things happened. Before Pentecost, they told the story of Jesus. But after Pentecost, empowered by the Holy Spirit, they lived the story of Jesus. Peter and John, they went to the temple sometime after Pentecost, where they encountered a man who was lame, and Peter healed him. The apostle Paul, who was not there on the day of Pentecost, had an encounter with Jesus on the Damascus Road, and he went throughout the Mediterranean world as a missionary, telling people, showing people, proclaiming Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Philip goes out on the road and encounters an Ethiopian eunuch who's reading from the prophet Isaiah. Led by the Spirit, Philip speaks to him and explains the scriptures, and that Ethiopian eunuch gets baptized. The book of Acts in particular, the entire New Old Testament, the entire Bible is filled with ways that the Holy Spirit has enabled people to do God's work. And that's the key. Sometimes when we think about all the need in the world, all the things that should be done, and we know we don't have the power to do that, we don't have the influence, we don't have the funds, we don't have the energy. But the message of Pentecost is that we don't do it on our power. It's God doing it on God's power, but He needs us to be the conduit. So if you're tired, God has the energy for you. If you think that it is hopeless, God has the hope for you. If you don't have the grace in your heart to reach out to somebody that needs forgiveness, God's grace in Jesus Christ is already there. The message of Pentecost is not just that the harvest is plentiful and here are the workers. The message of Pentecost is that God is the power, that God, through His Spirit, can make all of these things happen. We just have to listen and go. I've been saying for months, God is about to do something amazing with us. Many, many amazing things perhaps. Maybe one big thing, maybe lots of little things. But God's Spirit is moving. God's Spirit is here among us. I've been asking you to dream dreams and have visions. Our Scripture said that through the Spirit, we will dream dreams and have visions. What is your vision? What do you see that, boy, I wish that were different? I wish those people's lives could be touched. Somebody really needs to talk to them. That is the nudging of the Holy Spirit. And together, supporting one another, together with God's Holy Spirit, together, convicted and convinced of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Whatever God wants us to do will be done. This summer, we're having a community movie night. We're inviting the community to come and watch a movie. Will it just be us? Perhaps. But if we go out and invite our neighbors who aren't part of church, we're having a movie, July 19th. It's a Friday, 7 p.m. Why don't you come? And when those people come, if instead of sitting comfortably with those that we know and worship with all the time, if we get to know the stranger, welcome them, share with them, show them that they are important to us, who knows what might happen. In September, we're having a concert for the community. We want not just our community, but Wanatah, Union Mills, we want people to come to this thing. When they do, rather than just going to hear a nice concert for ourselves with our family, the Spirit is calling us to use that opportunity to get to know people that we don't know, to share with them the love, the grace, the power of the Holy Spirit that we experience amongst each other, to give it to them. Will we reap a harvest from that? I don't know. But I know if we don't, there will be no harvest. The grain bins will be empty. And the harvest may rot in the field if we don't go out there to reap, to claim, to proclaim, to love. The time is now. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Believe what the Spirit is telling you, because there are going to be all sorts of voices in there saying, that's unrealistic. That's not the voice of the Holy Spirit. Guess whose voice that is? Who will you listen to? Who will you believe? God has gifted us with a love, a spirit, a grace, a faithfulness, a witness. But He didn't give it to us for us alone. He gave it to us so that we might be Spirit-filled, powerful harvesters of the fruit that's lying in the field right now. Keep talking. I've asked you to, you know, share with me your ideas. There have been some, and we're acting on them. Don't stop dreaming. Don't stop listening, because God hasn't stopped speaking. God hasn't stopped calling. And when it seems beyond your power, beyond our power, no, it's not beyond God's power. And that is how we're going to live the call today, this week, this summer, in seeking ways to carry the Spirit of this place out into the world, just like Peter on Pentecost went out into the street and preached boldly to people, when just minutes before, they'd been hiding in the upper room for fear of the Jews. When we listen to the Spirit, it's scary. The Spirit's going to make us do things we wouldn't ordinarily want to do. But it will be the most amazing blessing that we will ever have experienced. We will be blown away by the mighty, mighty roar of the wind of God's Spirit blowing through us and this place. Amen.